Militants make good on their threat to blow up the Palestine Bible Society. Religious violence spreads throughout Nigeria, and LifeWater prays for significant sacrifice during Lent. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Armed militants threatened to blow up the Bible Society office in Gaza on February 28th unless leaders shut it down. The promise was fulfilled yesterday, says E3 Partners' Tom Doyle. Doyle says the attitude of Christians in the region is incredible.
They feel bad about the buildings. They're thankful no one was hurt. We told them that Mission Network News had put this out, and thousands of people were praying around. Over and over, they just said, thank the great people for praying for us, because we just sensed God's presence. And we weren't afraid.
While these attacks are intended to curtail the spread of the gospel, Doyle says it's doing just the opposite.
You see believers that before had a little bit of fear, all of a sudden just feel the presence of God and the Spirit welling up in them, and they become more brave and more out there with their faith. And so whenever there's persecution, good things happen.
Pray for E3 Partners as they're holding a pastor's conference in the region next month. Elsewhere, on Monday, Yemeni government officials executed a second Yemeni gunman for killing three Southern Baptist medical missionaries in 2002. Abed Abul Razik Kamel was convicted for the December 30th shooting deaths of three Jibla Baptist hospital staff. Yemeni officials believe that Kamel and another gunman had ties to Al-Qaeda. The hospital reopened in 2003 and continues its ministry under the name Peace Hospital. You're listening to Mission Network News. Religious violence between Christians and Muslims is spreading throughout Nigeria. Several accounts indicate the fighting is the worst to hit Nigeria since 2004, when sectarian clashes killed more than 700 people. The Bible League's Joseph Owen says it's a vicious cycle of reprisals. There was concern, too. He spoke with their staff living in northern Nigeria.
We offered to evacuate our staff in these areas, and they all said no, they wanted to stay. So they're on high alert. Their families have been moved to safe places, and we're just being cautious at this point.
Owen says the need for their teams is greater than ever.
Even in northern Nigeria, we've placed over 60,000 House of Bibles. Every one of those Bibles is given through personal contacts between Christians and Muslims or animists. This is a very powerful tool, and probably every one of them occurs in the context of a relationship where there's some trust.
Meanwhile, 1/6 of the world's population lacks access to clean, safe drinking water. LifeWater International's Dan Stevens says there's a silent tsunami every week as thousands die from unsafe drinking water. That's why Stevens is asking you to help during what some call the Lenten season.
We're trying to start a campaign that is called Significant Sacrifice, Fasting with a Purpose for Safe Water in the World. Fasting from one beverage or food item or going out to dinner or whatever, that we can help the rest of the world have the gospel and safe water.
According to Stevens, they have a two-pronged approach to their work.
The physical and the spiritual always go hand in hand. Christ says, give a cup of water in his name. And of course, water is foundational to life.
For about $30, you can provide both to those in need. And storytelling is important to the Cheyenne Indian culture. That's why the story of the gospel makes a powerful impact on the people group. Audio Scripture Ministries is prepared to duplicate the Cheyenne scriptures in audio. The final edit is almost done. The ASM team is excited for the opportunity to partner with other mission organizations to duplicate and assemble the CDs and tapes for distribution. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip on the left, where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions Database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.